1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
A Saudi Arabian princess has been charged in Orlando, Florida, with beating her maid and stealing $6,000 worth of equipment from a chauffeur. She is a member of the Saudi royal family, and as such, can get diplomatic immunity. Dean Wheeler joins us from the Northern California Council on Cultural Understanding. Dean, thanks again for joining us on such short notice.
It's my pleasure, as always, Phil.
What do you make of this? She's a Saudi princess. She's traveling in the United States. She beats up on her maid.
Well, Phil, the Saudi royal family is an interesting group of people. We have a great affinity in our country for the British royal family. We have or had a lot of affection for Princess Diana, but we don't seem to understand the Saudis. And what we're hoping for is to reach a rapprochement, to reach a understanding, I think, of a fascinating family. Especially during these times, especially where we need Saudi support for what we're doing in the Middle East.
No, but what do you make of her beating up her maid? I mean, that's at least that's the accusation.
Well, that is an alleged occurrence where she is alleged to have slapped her maid. You need to understand the culture. The Saudi Arabian royal family is incredibly wealthy. I don't know if you ever grew up in wealth, Phil. I was fortunate enough. My father was very well off. He worked for an oil company. I traveled to Saudi Arabia, as a matter of fact, as a young man. And if you have servants, it is not uncommon to discipline a servant. Did you grow up around, just out of curiosity, Phil?
Did my family have servants?
Yes.
No, we did not.
All right. I think you need to have had grown up around servants to understand it's different. Most Americans know what having a cleaning woman or having someone to come in to do the laundry.
Yeah, that's about as close to having a servant, I guess, as a lot of people.
Someone who comes to clean the house or something like that.
Yeah, that's about as close as, I guess, most of us. So if you're saying having a butler...
Having a butler, having a maid, having a full-time live-in servant...
No, I've never had that, and I don't know anybody that ever has.
All right. Well, we did when I was growing up. I grew up in Marin County, California. My father worked for an oil company. Having a servant is a luxury. It's also a necessity for a large family. And it is not uncommon to discipline a servant by striking them.
It's also against the law, isn't it?
It's against the law it's against the law, I suppose, Phil, in the United States. It's not necessarily against the law in Saudi Arabia, and most people who work as full-time servants do expect that kind of discipline.
Well, not an American. I mean, no American maid or American butler is going to expect to be slapped.
No, you're right. They're not going to be expected. They're not going to expect to be slapped. But if they're working for the Saudi royal family, they need to get a heads up, and I don't think anybody gave that young lady a heads up.
A heads up on what? That she was going to be slapped?
That she could possibly be disciplined that way, right. And that's the Saudis do that. That is a very normal thing. Now, this young lady that got slapped, she might have been a Cuban or Mexican who is not used to it. But it is done, and I think if you're going to work for the Saudis or work as a servant, you need to understand that being slapped across the face is absolutely normal. There is no rancor. There's no anger intended. It doesn't mean no one likes you. And I think that's what got her angry. She thought that she wasn't appreciated. Most servants think of the odd slap as almost a raise in pay because it means that they're being paid attention to.
Well, let's get back to this Saudi Arabian princess slapping an American. Was this maid an American?
I don't know. If she was Saudi Arabian, she's used to it. If she's American, she probably misunderstood it.
Well, she slapped her, and they're saying that she could have diplomatic immunity.
That's right.
Why diplomatic immunity?
Well, diplomatic immunity is extended to any member of the royal Saudi Arabian family because they are members of the ruling, they are part of the ruling government, and government employees get diplomatic immunity. Absolutely.
So she could get diplomatic immunity for slapping a maid and stealing $6,000 worth of electronic equipment from a chauffeur. And slapping maids is something that she's used to doing because that's what you do with servants.
Oh, absolutely. You do that with servants. I think people know that, even servants in America. But most people have never known anyone who had a servant, so they're not familiar with it.
Man, I got to tell you something. I would not stand for that.
Well, but you don't know, Phil. You don't know what you would do until you're in that situation.
No, I can safely tell you, I would not stand for that.
If you were getting paid the money that a lot of these people get paid, you might be willing to put up with being slapped across the face. There's nothing. Doesn't mean anything. You can't take it personally.
How do you not take personally getting slapped across the face?
You just can't do it. If you're a maid or a butler, you're used to that kind of behavior. It doesn't mean anything other than, would you please do a better job? That's all.
1-800-449-8686. Again, thanks for joining us on a late notice here, Dean.
It's always my pleasure, Phil.
Dean Wheeler is with the Northern California Council on Cultural Understanding. And we're talking about the Saudi Arabian princess who beat up her maid and stole $6,000 worth of electronic equipment, allegedly, in Orlando, Florida. You're telling me, Dean, that servants are used to being slapped around. Servants.
Servants, that's right. Not people that come in and do the laundry. Not people that that cook the dinner. I'm talking about full-time live-in servants.
All right, let me ask you. Should this Saudi Arabian princess, therefore, be charged with this crime because the maid ought to be used to it?
No.
Why not?
Well, because she is part of the Saudi royal family, they get diplomatic immunity, and because she's used to slapping servants, and that's okay. They have diplomatic. We have to understand their culture. We have to understand.
She slapped around a maid in America.
Yeah, but this is a country, Phil, whose help we desperately need, and we need the Saudi Arabian family's help to keep our political situation in the Middle East. On a very even footing. Now, what do you want to make trouble with these people? Do you want to?
Yeah, I'll make trouble. What do we owe the Saudi Arabians, man? That's a bunch of people that really bug me. I don't know what it is about them, but they really bug me.
I know they do, and that you have a personal problem with them.
Well, I do have a personal problem with them. Now she's coming over here belting around a maid, stealing equipment or whatever the hell it was that she did, and you're telling me we can't do anything about it because we need their friendship.
Yes, we do, Phil. And if I were you, I would let it rest. I really would.
No, I want to take some phone calls on it. No,
can I give you some advice? Because I've known you a lot of years, Phil.
Dean, I want to...
Can I just give you some advice?
What?
Let it ride. Don't push it. The Saudi Arabian royal family is very powerful. They have a lot of friends. If they slap a servant, that's what they do. Let them do that. That's none of your business. That's none of our business.
Wait a minute. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I know you think it's a matter of American security.
No, wait a minute. Correct me if I'm wrong. She's alleged to have beaten up her maid. You're saying because she's a Saudi Arabian princess, I can't say anything about it.
These are very powerful people, Phil. Let it go before you get yourself, your listeners, and the radio stations that you work for in trouble. Now, I'm not kidding now, okay?
Well, what are you telling me can happen?
I'm telling you the Saudi Arabian royal family is immensely wealthy, and they can do things, and they have a reach, and they have an ability that a man in your situation, Phil, I think would have a very difficult time battling.
What are you telling me could happen to me?
I'm saying... Don't open your mouth about the Saudis. They're extremely wealthy. They are royalty. You don't talk about kings and queens the way you're talking about them. You can talk about a president. You can talk about our Congress because those are just... You can talk about George Bush all you want because he's... George Bush is president, but he's just some dumb cowboy from Texas. And he's going to be out of office in a few years. He's nothing special. But the Saudi royal family, you don't open your mouth about...
Well, I'm an American, and I'm going
to... Oh, you know...
I'm an American, and I'm going to talk about whoever I want to talk about.
Phil, you're going to get yourself in so much trouble. Don't ever talk about the Saudi Arabian royal family.
But I can talk about that dumb cowboy, George Bush.
He's just a dumbass. He's just some dumbass who just had... And he's got scabs on his face. Have you seen him lately?
Yeah, he had some... What do you mean a dumbass with scabs on his face? He had some surgery taken. He had some precancerous tissue taken off.
Just a dumbass with scabs. The Saudi Arabian royal family, on the other hand, don't screw with them.
You know, it almost sounds to me like you're threatening me.
I'm not threatening you, Phil.
Well, that's what it sounds like to me. 1-800-449-8686. If I want to talk about the Saudi Arabian royal family, look at the woman here. She's the niece of the king. She's alleged to have beaten up a maid, stolen equipment from a chauffeur, but I can't say anything about it because that's the Saudi royal family, and they are big time. Did you get a load of this guy? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm just asking you, don't take these phone calls.
I'm going to take these phone calls. Why can't I talk about the royal Saudi family? All of a sudden, these guys are so powerful?
The Saudi Arabian government, Phil, provides oil. They provide influence in the Middle East. Their family, Phil, I live with the Saudi Arabians. I knew a member of the Saudi family. The very first romantic experience I ever had in my life was with a member of the Saudi family. I was 16 years of age. Now you're forcing me to say things that I never wanted to say.
Well, I'm not making you.
No, but I have to say it now. I was 16 years old, and I had sex with a 41-year-old niece of the king of Saudi Arabia. And it was the greatest sex I'd ever had in my life. And to see these people shamelessly treated the way you're treating them.
Well, your sexual experience, you were 16 and she was 41?
Yes, sir. Well, is that, so that's wrong too, huh?
No, that's not wrong. Your sexual experience with the niece of the king of Saudi Arabia. This is another niece of the king of Saudi Arabia.
That is correct. Leave her alone. Let her slap us. What's a slapped servant? When it means the happiness of the Saudi family and the well-being of American relations.
1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Barbara. You're on the Phil Hendry Show, Barbara.
Yes, Mr. Wheeler.
This is Dean Wheeler, ma'am, yes.
I cannot believe the things you're saying. It's never all right for another human being to hit another human being.
But if it's
and
a
she
servant,
may be the niece of
the king of Saudi Arabia.
But she's in our country now. She has to abide by our laws.
Well, technically, no, she isn't.
She is not. No, she can't walk on water.
Well, the Saudi family is like a small country traveling within a country. So
let them travel somewhere else then, okay?
They're allowed to slap their servants.
Well, they're not allowed to slap them in America.
But the servant doesn't care.
Well, obviously this one does. She called the police.
No, I don't believe she did call the police. I think someone else saw it happen.
And I don't care, frankly.
Have you ever had a servant, Barbara?
No.
No, but Barbara, what I'm saying is,
I have no desire to go over there. Every time I see them fall over on their heads with their butts in the air, I'd like to go down the line and just put my foot squarely in each and every one of them's behind.
Well, that's too. All right, well, that's sexual in nature.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it most certainly is. Why are you talking about my sex life when you're talking
about
yours?
Because you're the one that brought it up public airways.
She's not talking about her sex life.
She says she desires to insert a part of her body.
I didn't say
into the butts of... Well,
I said I would like
up.
To just put my
she
foot
didn't say that.
Up there
up,
behind.
Yeah, right up there.
But not
up.
In the sense that you're talking about.
Well, you said put them up. Does that
not
mean inside?
Not in the sense that you're speaking of.
Do you get some kind of a thrill out of that?
Let's get back to what you were saying. What were you asking, Barbara?
Have you ever been a servant, Barbara?
Certainly not.
All right, so you would never want to be slapped?
I certainly never had any servants either.
Then you don't know what it is.
That's slavery. That's not slavery.
Did you say you want to put your foot...
Why don't you call it what it is? It's
Barbara,
slavery.
When you were 41, did you ever have a young man? Because that's what happened to me.
Well, I'm just thrilled for you, but you know what?
I could care
less about
Arabian woman.
What?
I have absolutely no interest whatsoever in your sex life.
Well, but I have a special affinity for the Saudi Arabian people.
Standing on your head gargling peanut butter.
Up and left is where you put your foot.
I don't care about your sex life.
Ma'am, I'm simply...
Why do we care about your sex life?
It's not my sex life, Phil. It is the fact that I got to know the Saudi family. I know how important these people are.
Well, why don't you go
and
back
I know what they're capable of.
With them?
And you are putting Barbara in jeopardy, Phil, and yourself in jeopardy by
why
continually...
Don't you go why don't, if you like them
you know,
so much, why don't you go back over there and live with them and get
off
the phone
I'm an American,
and stay
obviously.
Out of America?
And why is it that you, Barbara, have put your life in jeopardy by saying you wanted to put your foot... You want to put your foot up the Saudi king's ass. You said it. didn't you?
I
now,
said every
now
time
the Saudi
I...
Arabian secret police. Oh, God.
Oh, bull crap. We can say anything we want. What are you telling me? They're going to send over their secret police and kill us?
I'm saying you've made a big mistake.
Oh, well, I'm just really trembling here.
Oh, you wait. Some guy comes through your window with a saber in his teeth.
Oh, please.
All right, okay. Thank you for calling. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Dean Wheeler. He is with the Northern California Committee on Cultural Understanding. And just exactly what have I done criticizing the Saudi royal family? One of them is in Orlando, Florida, in jail for allegedly beating her maid. But apparently they have diplomatic immunity. Here is Terry on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey,
yes,
Phil.
They do have diplomatic immunity, and it is something that they should have.
This guy needs to go somewhere and get a real life. If I were going to Saudi Arabia and I did something in their country that was improper or illegal, I'd rot in one of their lousy jails.
Well, in America, we're a little bit more free.
This little twit can come over to this country.
This is America.
And she can get by with something.
That's right.
I don't think so.
She has diplomatic immunity. And those
need to get a better life because you're calling the president of this country.
Right.
That's
the part.
Cowboy.
That's the part that I didn't like.
No. Allow me to explain myself. I said George Bush.
No, you don't need to explain yourself.
No.
You know why? Because
George
you're an
Bush
idiot.
Is a cowboy with a scab on his face.
But the Saudi king, he's big time.
Well, of course he is. He's been around a lot longer than Bush.
He probably has scabs on his ass, too. All right?
Okay, Terry.
Well,
why don't you send us a picture of yours?
Ridiculous.
Are you of royal blood? No. Have you ever had a servant? No. This is a lady who is. This is a lady who is of royal blood.
I grew up with a nanny. I grew up with having a housekeeper.
Did you slap her?
In the family.
Did you ever slap her?
No, this person.
Well, you don't know what it is.
As I would want to be treated.
All right, but the diplomatic immunity thing is what we're talking about, and that is that I don't think that that is right for her to have diplomatic immunity. That is, she doesn't get charged with a crime.
No, she's not charged with a crime, Phil, because slapping a servant. It's something you don't really, you know, who cares? In other words, the servant, nobody knows her, no one's her friend, nobody, just let it go. Let it go. In other words, diplomatic immunity is where you give immunity to someone.
What do you mean, let it go?
It means it's more of a hassle charging them with a crime than just letting it go because it'll cause more problems.
Otherwise, our relationship with the Saudis?
Yes, a very valuable relationship with the Saudis is spoiled.
1-800-449-8686. Lori on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hi.
Yes.
My name is Lori. Actually, I'm a graduate from UC Berkeley, so I'm from California. I lived in Algeria, and I also lived in Indonesia.
You know, Phil, you're slapping your servants no worse than slapping your meat, and you were talking about...
Would you please clean up your language?
And on top of that,
all right.
I've had servants for 20 years, and there's no way that I would ever raise a hand to any of them. They were always kind and gentle people, and very familiar with Muslims. I was with Muslims for, 20 years, and that is not the way that they act. And as far as George
Why are you doing that snoring thing?
Oh, she's telling me she's very... I lived in Saudi Arabia, Phil, when I was a young man.
Well, you know...
My first sexual experience was with a member of the Saudi royal family.
Get over it.
The Saudi royal
family. The point of the matter is
you didn't have sex with
them. That's not right, number one. And number two... She needs to be identified and recognized as this is what you do not do in our country because when I lived in Algeria or when I traveled the Middle East, I had to be a part of their custom, so they need to be a part of our custom.
No, well, our
and
custom is you do have the freedom. You do have the freedom to slap a servant to correct them.
Well,
now, that is standard.
A misinterpretation of that because
you never...
that doesn't even follow in their own country.
Wait a minute. Well,
the government of Indonesia and Malaysia...
I'm talking about
Saudi
Arabia. Saudi Arabia is different from Indonesia.
No, it isn't
Saudi
as far
Arabia.
As the Muslim factor goes and how they treat each other. But let me tell you something. Here's a fact.
Slapping
and the fact
a servant.
Is this, is that all of the Asian countries pulled their servants out of Saudi... Because of this one small fact is that they do
what?
Get violent.
Lori, if you walked in on one of your many servants rolling around on your mattress naked with your plastic raincoat on, you'd slap them.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Dean Wheeler here talking about the Saudi royal family. Can't talk bad about them. It's Phil Henry Show.
Now, here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I got Dean Wheeler with me from the Northern California Council on Cultural Understanding. The Saudi Arabian princess arrested in Orlando for beating up her maid. You're telling me that this is a normal occurrence in Saudi Arabia. You know, Dean...
Phil, it's not just a normal occurrence in Saudi Arabia. It's a normal occurrence among the wealthy, among royal families. They do slap their servants, and it is something that you do... It's not unlike training an animal, and that's just...
Well, these are not animals, though.
Phil, I'm telling you, you've not been around wealth. You've not been around royalty. It is like training. That's how servants are trained, and that's how they expect to be trained. I run a fast food business. I have a fast food franchise, and I can tell you that we have effectively trained a lot of our immigrant employees, and these are people who are illegal, so they technically, they need this job, or they go back to Mexico.
What, are you slapping them?
Yes, I do.
You slap around the employees of your fast food restaurant.
Phil, don't pretend like it's something you've never heard of. This is how you deal with people who are not individuals that understand anything, any other language. And most servants need to be cuffed around. You can grab them by the throat and you can push them up again.
Grab them by the throat now. You know, this Saudi princess who did this, I hope they throw the book at her, okay?
Don't say that. The Saudis are very powerful.
I don't care how powerful they are. I hope they throw the book at her. Diplomatic immunity or not.
Phil, in a way, I am like royalty. I run a fast food franchise.
And you grabbing your employees by the throat.
Yeah, that's right. That's the only way that I can possibly. Phil, you have to understand, the greatest sex of my life I had with a member of the royal family of Saudi Arabia. I will never forget that as long as I live. And for the gift of great sex that that 41-year-old woman gave me, I have adopted their ways of training servants. I slap people. Every day of my life, I try to slap someone because I remember her sending me to the heights of sexual freedom, expression, and release.
And to say thank you, you belt around the employees of your... Oh.
See, you're laughing, and I find that offensive.
I find what you're saying to be absurd. Steve, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
I find this jackass offensive. I'm sorry for my language,
Excuse me, sir, for the last 15 minutes. You're calling me a jackass?
And yes, I did. How about I drive up to North California, wherever you are, and slap you across the face? Would you like it?
Well, you can't do that.
Would you?
That's illegal.
Answer the question.
Would I like it?
Yes.
Well, I'm not a servant.
Now,
I'm
number one...
Watch your language.
No, I'm not.
You got to watch your language.
I'm sorry, Phil.
All right?
Oh, listen to you, Steve. You don't make as much money as me, so you can't
slap me. I don't give a rat's butt.
You can't slap me unless you do.
Oh, I could.
Wait a minute. This is about money.
Yes, if this man made more money than me...
It ain't got nothing to do about money.
Well, it does for me.
Well, that's fine. That's your choice.
Let me tell you something. Have you ever had a servant?
Yes, at one time I did.
No, a full-time servant, a butler.
Yes.
You had a butler.
Yes.
I doubt it.
I don't. Now, let me tell you something else. Yeah, I don't care.
You're right. A guy that sounds like you had a butler.
What's that supposed to mean?
You're right. Let me tell you something,
I've been to
Saudi Arabia twice in my life.
Where'd you have a butler?
Here.
Where? Where's
in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
A butler.
Yes. That's not uncommon here in Hot Springs.
Well, not at all.
And let me tell you what. If anybody slapped any servant in this country, they would automatically expect to be going to jail. I think
they
should expect that,
too.
Diplomatic immunity, my butt.
He says he had a butler.
Diplomatic immunity, my butt. Doesn't give them the right to come over here and break our laws.
Listen, I've heard of butler in Arkansas, but butler...
Okay, man. The guy said he had a butler, all right?
You want to come to Arkansas and make some kind of comments?
First of all, sir, go right ahead.
You won't walk out of this state.
First of all, sir, the Saudi Arabian family is very powerful. What you've just said
to me... Big deal. Who cares?
I'll tell you who cares. Considering the fact that I know a member of the Saudi family personally...
That's nice. Yeah, 41-year-old woman... Who gave you good sex in bed? Who cares?
Well, it's better than
having
good sex in a stable, which is what you had.
Who cares?
I do.
Well, that's fine. That's your preference. Nobody else cares.
Just because I had better sex than you.
Oh,
okay,
please.
Man, who cares, okay? Like the guy said.
I do, just like I said.
Listen,
and neither one of you guys have ever had a butler, so you don't...
Well, look at, okay, whether I had a butler or not, man, it doesn't mean that I'm going
to
slap people around, all right?
Listen to me for a second.
Hey, Steve. Listen,
hey,
look at the best sex you ever had. Which farm was that on again?
All right. James, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr.
Go ahead,
Whittle.
James.
First of all, Mr. Whittle, I want to know what makes you think that you can talk about the President of the United States.
Well, who's that?
George Bush.
George Bush, our president and leader of this country, sir.
What did I say? You mean the guy with the scabs on his face?
Yes. See,
yes.
There you go again. There you go again. You know what? He's our leader. You have no right. And this Saudi Arabia that you're bringing up, I mean, this, she ought to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
The Saudi Arabian royal family, James, could have your, you'd have your testicles in your mouth for saying that.
Yeah, right.
You
right.
Understand
you know
that?
What?
Do you understand that they'll sew your mouth shut? They'll find
you. Do you understand that you should be
James,
back in Saudi, you should be
James,
in Saudi Arabia.
James, the phone call you're making right now can have your testicles put into your mouth and sewed shut.
What are you
Please.
Talking about, man? Are you talking about the Saudi secret police will come over here, hunt up every one of us who said anything
man.
Bad about this woman, and put our testicles in our mouths and sew it shut?
Yes, starting with
you
James.
You know what? They need to start with you.
Well,
you know
you're the guy
you
that was bad.
Well,
I had the best
can
sex
I,
of my
I
life. I'm
here?
A 41-year-old Saudi Arabian woman.
I don't care about your sex life. Who cares? Nobody does.
That's the same thing the last guy said. Were you his butler? The
woman Nobody
I had,
cares.
A woman I had could swallow a camel, hump and all.
Well, you know what? You know what?
The Saudis can make you a camel, bitch, before you know it.
Will you let the guy finish with your freaking one-liners? What, James?
I mean, number one, George Bush is our leader of our country. I feel that people that talk about George Bush should be sent to the place that they're talking good about. You're talking about our president at Saudi Arabia.
I should send George Bush to Saudi Arabia?
No,
you
ought to be sent
there.
You should be sent there.
You ought to be sent
there. Send your ass there.
How dare you disrespect the Saudi family, the Saudi Arabian royal family?
Are you part of the Saudi family or what?
I had the greatest
sex of your life with a 41-year-old member of the Saudi family. I got it already, okay? And so did he.
I just happen to think that the Saudi Arabian family is swell.
They, you know
what?
Saudi Arabia does not care
and
about
their
the United
oil is
States.
Really good. Hey, are you driving
you know,
a truck these days?
You know
truck,
what?
What are you getting, 22 in the city? That thing
you know what?
Is powered
I hope,
on Saudi fuel.
You know what? I hope that lady gets the full extent of the law thrown at her because you know what? She has no right to slap a servant. That is full malarkey.
James, once upon a time, a Saudi princess got the full extent of my...
Okay.
You know what? You
oh,
really
you're
got
sick.
A big
you're a sick
problem,
bastard.
All right, listen, thank you. Let me go over to Geraldine. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Mr. Wheeler, how dare you talk about our president the way you are talking about him?
Wait a minute.
And if you want to be...
The Saudi Arabian royal family has
I
been
I don't want to hear about the Saudi Arabian royal family.
And
you are in America. They are not Americans. They should be... adhering to the laws of our country. If they want to be
who cares
in
if you
Saudi
slap a
Arabia
servant.
And treat people like that,
slapping
they should be back in their own country, and you should not refer to the president of our country the way you are.
Oh, no, I
he
love our president.
More respect than
I,
and you should
Geraldine,
not be given
our president.
Any more airtime.
I love our president. I'm just saying compared to the Saudis, he's not really
that
all that
in
great.
In one breath and then... talk about him the way you do in
no,
another
I think he's
breath.
A great. I think he's a great man, but compared to the Saudis, he's not so great.
Oh,
well,
is that it?
Go back to Saudi Arabia.
No.
And I want to know, how long ago did you have this wonderful sex? Is that the last sex you've had that you're still talking about it?
That was how good it was. That's how good a Saudi Arabian woman gives it to a man. 20 years, and I'm still
well,
thinking
I think
about
you're
it.
It's been 20 years, and you're still talking about
That's
it?
That's how
I think
good
you're
it was.
Despicable.
That's how good
and
it was.
If you treat your employees... slapping them around, grabbing people by the throat, you ought to be in jail.
Well,
and we ought to investigate your company. Are you? Do you have people here illegally?
Geraldine, President Bush has a couple of herpes scabs on his face. What's wrong with talking about...
That's not herpes.
Stop
those
it.
Those
and
are...
I think think you are being completely unpatriotic.
I love
my country.
And
we should not be giving you any more airtime.
I love my country. I just had really great
sex with a 41-year-old Saudi princess 20 years ago. How old is she now?
I don't know how people can. Jerilyn, I don't know how you can. You
Jerilyn,
can even.
That woman right now.
Anybody who can stand you.
That woman is 61 years old right now. And I would crawl on my hands and knees over broken glass.
Well, why
and
don't
eat the
you
peanuts
go back
out of her?
To Saudi Arabia
exactly. Exactly. Go over to Saudi Arabia. We'll get you the ticket. Sorry, Geraldine. I've got to run. And he almost pulled out eating the peanuts line out. Thank God we cut him off.